Okay, Gevaldik. So we're up to in the Paragimel, so we started a couple days ago, a few days ago. So we're on, so if you have, you see it's page Resh Tesvav, the last paragraph on page Resh Tesvav. Two lines before, it's a paragraph starts the last two lines. Vagam Besechel Poshet, you guys have it? Yeah? Resh Tesvav? Yes? No? Maybe? Okay, Gevaldik. Okay. All right, I'll go upon him. So we were learning from before. So these essence was telling us that the essence of Chassidus is captured by the Vort from the Baal Shem Tov. That it says in Pasuk, Molei Kol Eretz Kavoydai, Baal Shem Tov said, it's Kipshutai. That means literally. It's not figurative, doesn't mean like this, like that. So Molei Kol Eretz Kavoydai means Kipshutai Mamash. It means Kipshutai. So, and he was talking about the idea of Chassidus is not only every generation, all the tzaddikim, every generation of Torah is bringing down the light of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, bringing down Hashem's presence into the kelim, into the physicality of the world. And so every generation increases that, increases, more Torah is developed, more Torah is revealed, more and more and more. What's the Chiddush of Chassidus? So he said the Chiddush of Chassidus is not just, more light of Hashem in the kelim of the world. Rather, the Chiddush of Chassidus is to reveal that the kelim themselves are made of the same material as the light is made of. It's made of from the same thing. The same God that created the light also created the kelim. They're made of the same things. So, Molei Kol Eretz Kavoydai Mamish. And that's what we spoke about yesterday also, is that he hints over here with from the Eitz Chaim and the Arizal, that not only will, and this is a precursor for Mashiach, and he says, not only will is Yimayis Mashiach a revelation that the physicality of the world, the kelim, are of equal footing and of equal stature to the Ar, but rather ultimately, the deepest love of Elokus is actually manifest, actually revealed in the kelim themselves. So Pnimius Ritzanius Baruch, the deepest desire of the Rabbanu Shel Olam is not to create Iris, but rather to create kelim. Now, like we said yesterday, you need Ar, you need the light in order to give direction to the kelim, to animate them, to give them the proper mezgeres. But ultimately, once the kelim are illuminated, and the kelim are functioning properly, the kelim themselves are really megala, really reveal a level of elokus that even the iris can't do. That's what we spoke about yesterday. That model of ar and kli, and ultimately when the kelim are refined through the ar, the kelim themselves are actually deeper and reveal a deeper level of elokus than the are themselves that refine them. That formula is that's Torah Chassidus in every area. So he spoke, like the example we gave was Torah and Yisrael, right? So what's greater, Torah or Yid? So a Yid is considered a Kli versus Torah, which is R. So you need Torah to refine the Yid. You need Torah to direct the Yid. But ultimately, when Torah does that, ultimately, by Mashiach Tzad, it'll be revealed that the Torah was only created in order to give animation and to give, to allow the Yid to find himself. Yisrael Kadma, Machshav Kaduma Da'ak, the Nishmas Yisrael comes before anything else. So that's what we saw last time. So now on the bottom, he gives a little bit, just to explain a little bit more of like a mashal and so on, to explain how this works. So he says, Vagam b'seichel poshet, even in a very simple way, yichom lahavim ma'at zayis, we can understand a little bit of this idea of how when it comes to Hashem, the physical world that he created and the ruchnius that he also created are betzem the same thing. They're from the same, coming from the same place. And we could explain this. He says like this, ki be'emes, the truth is, ma'hoysa ha'kavana b'riyas ha'kelem. Why did Hashem create the physical world? Why did Hashem create the kelem? So he says, "Legalis v'maris baruch." It's in order for Hashem's presence to be revealed, right? Everyone agrees that. That's Nesavakish baruch elias leidir b'tachtaynim. Hashem created the world in order that we should be able to experience Him. Shebel Adam, next page. Shebel Adam. If it wasn't for the kelim of the world, lo yoy efsher shar Hashem yizgal. It wouldn't be possible for the light of Hashem to be experienced, right? V'rak al yad kelim yizgal. Only through the kelim is this able to, is Hashem's presence able to be revealed and experienced? So he says like this, what's the point? When it comes to a person, in the physical world. In our world, what a person does, what a person is trying to accomplish, and the tools that he uses to accomplish it are two separate things. Two separate things. And they can be very different. So he says, example. So he says, it's possible in this world, that the intention of what the person is doing is positive. But the tools that he's using to carry out the good thing is actually a not good thing. What's the example? L'moshel. L'achayel is someone that's sick. So you have a doctor that needs to do a surgery. So they have sakin sha'isa by nituach rachman letzlan. So a surgeon does surgery using a scalpel, using a knife. Sha'sakin ra. So what the doctor is doing is something good. But the tools that he's using to bring out, to do the good thing, is not good, right? So you isolate the knife itself. That's not a good thing. That's made to cut people. But the answer is okay. He need, you know, that it's obviously ultimately it's for a good thing in this case. So the guy's thinking good things. He's doing good, and he'll accomplish good things. But the kalim, right, the instruments that he used to bring out the good thing, lemais is not good. That's obviously not a tie in the doctor. That's the reality of this world. But he says, "Mashenkin etzli yisbarach." That's not how Hashem operates. Lahavdil shakol ruchani upolaysev einam medaver shechutz v'menu. Everything the Rabbanu Shloim does, both the intention, the plan, what he's doing, and the tools that he's using to do it, are all coming from Hashem Himself. It's like when it comes to a human being, it's not like that. A doctor has a plan in his mind; he's doing a good thing, but in order to do that good thing, he has to go to a store. And he has to go buy knives. Now, the guy that's making the knife might not be thinking surgery. The guy that's making the knife is maybe thinking not good things. Okay, that's the way it is. So the doctor is when the doctor is planning the surgery, he's planning, everything is modeled in the plan based on the good intention. But lemaisa, the instruments that he needs to do it with, is fashioned by someone else, and maybe for not good intentions. But with Hashem, everything is coming from Hashem. And everything is coming from the same plan. So Hashem, in the Rabbanu Shlomo's mind, kiviyachol, creates the plan and creates the tools through which the plan is carried out. And they're both coming from the same thought, which is to do good and to reveal godliness in the world. So therefore, everything in the world is an instrument through which ultimately Hashem will reveal Himself. But because that thought, that plan of Hashem revealing Himself was the same thought that gave birth to the things through which the Hashem will be revealed, then that means the things that through which Hashem will be revealed is coming from the same thought as the revelation itself. It's all good. So it's all coming. Fundamentally, there's no distinction between. It's not like, again, it's not like Hashem went to the store to buy, you know, atoms in order to then have a world. Like Hashem wants the world to be a place in which Hashem's present, where which a person can experience God. But I need a world. So I have to go to the world store to buy material to make a world. So that would be like a surgeon. Lav davka, so the intent, the plan is a good plan, but the stuff that he's using might not be the best stuff in the world. But with Hashem, it's all coming from him anyway. And it's all coming from the same thought, the same plan. It means everything ultimately is coming from that same origin, that same thought, which is good. So everything is coming from that place. So he says like this, again, Mashenkin etzli yisbarach, as opposed to Hashem, not like the doctor, lahavdol, shakol ruchani, upolaysev einam medaver shechutz v'menu. Hashem doesn't do things that are outside of him. Again, he's not going to a store to buy stuff, and he's not getting advice from people. K'may she'en yedea b'idea shechutz v'menu. Like, we know there's an idea. Hashem doesn't know anything because we learn things because you experience something, right? So then now, you know, you learn, something tastes good because you tasted it once. It's not like the Rebbe. The Rebbe Shem doesn't know anything outside of himself. He doesn't have to go to a store to buy stuff to make the world. He doesn't have to visit some planet in order to say, oh, that's not a good idea. That's not a good idea. This works, this doesn't work. It's all coming from within himself. So if it's all coming from within himself, and the thought that is originating this entire mahalach is good, that means everything that's involved in the process of getting that good is also good, because it's all coming from the same origin point. So imkein pu'ula zu, that means this activity, this this uh, this uh, this endeavor of creating a world with the kelim, haynu gam hakelim ba'atzmam min ha'aretz ritzayna u'machshavtis baruch nasis. It means the kelim themselves are they were created from the same rutzin that the Rabbanu Shlom had, which was to do good and to reveal Himself. The same rutzin and the same thought that that brought the light of Hashem into the world also brought the kelim into the world through which the light will be experienced. That means that they're both coming from the same place. If you have two things that are coming from the same origin point, it means they're the same. It means they're the same. They look different, but they're fundamentally the same. They're made from the same things. So he says, "Umar ritzayinu machshavti yisparach behem, lasei tzimtzum behester, kedei sheyisgal haaretz kedushas yisparach." So even though they function differently, right? They function. Kalim function different than R. R means revelation. Kalim are about constriction and concealment, right? Physicality is experienced differently than spirituality. Over the Maisa, in terms of where they're really coming from and what they're really made of, it's the same. Zoysim Meres, what this all tells us is, Shat Pnimius Ritzayna V'Kavanosoi, that the Pnimius of Hashem's Ratzin and His intention in creating the world, Shehein Pnimius HaKelim, which is the essence of everything that we experience of the Kelim, His Galus HaLakisi is a revelation of Hashem. On the outside, it's a concealment, right? Avoterim shenizgalo bechlal ba'olam pnimis ritzonim umachshavtai. So before the world is before it's revealed to the world, the deeper ruts, the pnimis deka ruts, and of what Hashem had. What he's telling us is like this: there's two separate things. There's, it's true in the physical world to a certain degree also. Hashem created the world after, this idea is, you see it in the world as well. Before the modern science, right? So if you looked at a dog, right, and a glass vase, no shaychus between the two. Well, this is a dog, and there's a glass vase. They're completely made of different things. One's flesh and blood, and the other one's glass. Completely no shaychus to each other. But that's all, but as the world got closer to Geula, and Hashem opened up our eyes even to understand the nature of a physical world better, then we realize that's not true. Even though you experience this object as a dog, and this object as a glass vase differently, and they do different things, they act differently, different avodas altogether. But with modern science, we know that under a microscope, deep, deep down, it's all the same material. And really the only difference between why is it that these atoms and so on produce something that looks to us as a dog, and these atoms and so on produce something that looks to us as a vase, is only because of the movement of it, because of the different combinations of it. But the raw material that the dog is made of, and the vase is made of, and that you're made of, and I'm made of, and the table, it's all the same material. So just as that's true physically, so what you have is this amazing truth, and that's this is physically true, right? So you have this thing that everything in the world has two sides to it. There's the way it's experienced on the outside, but then there's where its origin is. What is it in its root, in its essence? And so what happens is everything in the world on the outside is experienced as different things. In its essence, though, where is it coming from? What material is it made of? It's all the same. That's mamish also true on a larger level between the world, the ruchnistika world, Hashem's light, so to speak, and the kelim, the physical world we have also. How is it experienced? Very differently. One's a dog and one's a vase. But in its kishkes, what is it? What is it is Ratzon Hashem. It's the divine will of Hashem. And Hashem's divine will is not known to us, it's not seen to us, just like we don't see the atoms and the molecules of the dog and the vase. But if theoretically Hashem were to make it in such a way that our eyes would be able to see not just how the dog and the vase is experienced to us, but we will be able to see what it truly is in its essence and its origin point, what ingredients Hashem took off the shelf in order to produce the dog and the vase, we'd realize it was the same ingredients. So that doesn't necessarily happen in the physical world. We don't see it like that. But this same dynamic is true with Ruchnis and Gashmis, and that is what we're going to be revealed with the coming of Mashiach, that we'll be able to see how all the things of the world, both Ruchnis and Gashmis, are literally coming from the same material. And that is what it means, Umal Arts Deh Hashem Kamechasan, like we saw the other day, that the physical world will become saturated and become one with Hashem's presence, literally, because it's all the same material. And Torah Sabal Shem Tov, which is a precursor to that, orients our Avodas Hashem around that idea. And so that's what he's saying over here, is that the external experience of reality, the chitzaynis haratz, and the outside will of Hashem, so to speak, right? The will of Hashem means the way He wants us to experience things. The outside, the chitzaynis dik haratz, and chitzaynis dik experience is, there's a dog, there's a vase, this is ruchnis, this is gashmias, this is iris, this is kelim, right? And until the Baal Shem Tov came to the world, there was no thought anything else like that. But just as physically, as scientifically, before the scientific revolution, there was industrial revolution and so on. It wasn't even a cholam. No one even think of such a thing. If you that was the definition of Meshuggah. If a person said that everything is made of the same thing, there's no difference. You know, that's a Meshuggah. That's mamish crazy. It's mamish crazy. But that's taka true. It's taka the truth. That's exactly so. That's the Gula Baal Shem Tov also. That's where it's coming from. See, that's what he says over here. Towards the, like, a little bit, you know, a little bit below, like, the half of the paragraph. Avoterim shenezgala b'chlal b'oilam, pnimius ritzanyo machshavta. Before the pnimius, before the inner dimension of where everything is coming from is revealed, haynu kaidem reishis hezgala shel b'chinas tikun ha-mashiach. Now, before there's an awakening of Mashiach, so all we experience is the dog and the vase, right? Then what we're experiencing is the outside. And the outside, iris mean divine revelation, and kela mean the opposite of that. Kela mean hester panim, means things that are tangible, very low, not godly. And iris means godliness. So when you experience the only thing on the outside, they seem to be very, very different. And even though you know that the only way to find Hashem is maybe through doing mitzvahs in this physical world, but lamaisa, this physical world, is still not made of the godliness that you're looking for. For whatever reason, the Rabbanu Shalom decided that in order to be worthy to experience Hashem, you have to earn it. And the way to earn it is by Torah mitzvah. See, that's the different model, right? Before this idea of, as long as Iris and Kalim are different material, then the entire way of viewing mitzvahs is somewhat elemental. In other words, what you're looking for when what's the purpose? You wake up in the morning. What's your goal? What's the goal of life? To experience Hashem. And where is Hashem? And what dimension is Hashem experienced in? In Iris and Ruchnius. So why am I doing mitzvahs physically? What is this about? So the answer is because Hashem doesn't want to give the experience of light away for free. So you have to earn it. So therefore, Hashem made in such a way there's a physical world. And you're being challenged by the obligations of the physical world, and do mitzvahs down here in the physical world, and because of that, you'll then be worthy of experiencing Hashem, which is really in Ruchnius. But you see the disconnect over there, right? But comes Pnimius HaTorah specifically through the lens of Chassidus, and Chassidus says, no. What you're looking for is God, and God is not in R more than He is in Kalim. And the Emes Bemes, like we said yesterday, the truth of all truths is that there's a deeper level of godliness that's actually found in Kalim. Now, you need the Torah to direct you how to navigate the world of Kalim. But ultimately, when you're doing physical mitzvahs and you're involved in the physical life, that's not just to legitimize your deservingness of then going to Gan Eden. No, that's the point. Because this moment, this experience of doing something tangibly, physically holy, that's the greatest experience of all. This is an open Gemara. The Gemara says, Yafa sha'achas b'tshuva u'maisin tovim b'olam hazeh, yoisimi kol chai olam haba. That one moment, says the Gemara, Tzipel de Gazach, one moment being involved in tshuva and maisin tovim in this world is greater than all of olam haba. Really? Not in terms of R, right? But that's the point. We're not interested in R. We're interested in godliness, in Elokus. And the real godliness is actually found in Kalim.
Isn't Tshuva
Maisa Tavim? Huh?
Isn't Tshuva Maisa Tavim?
Why does it split up? Yeah, so there's like thousands of pages in Chabad Chassidus to explain why Tshuva Maisa Tavim. It's an interesting thing. Tshuva. It's like we always think of tshuva as the backup plan, right? It's like, tshuva doesn't just mean to fix a mistake. Tshuva means to return everything to its source, to take the dog and the vase and to bring them back to where they really come from. That tshuva then is able to then, through tshuva, you can then appreciate what ma'asim tovim are. So yafa sha'achas b'tshuva ma'asim tovim mikol chayei olam haba. That's the difference. You know, that's what Rav Nachman says. He says in Tinyana Zion, he has a lashon that someone that understands, it's very interesting how he says it. He doesn't say it directly. He says it like, he says that if you understand a little bit of how God thinks, then you'll understand that the ikar nachas Hashem has is from a yid doing mitzvahs in this world. That's his whole Torah there. He talks about that. Even a tzaddik that passes away, the Rabbanu Shalom wants the ikar rotzen of the tzaddik is to be mekusher into the world, and therefore people to carry on his legacy and to, you know, that there should be still a hiskashus to olam hazeh. So Nachman says why. The answer is because, you know, that's the interesting dynamic. We're in the world right now. We don't appreciate what we're doing. After a person passes away, 120, so then you're in Gan Eden. Gan Eden is like that like therapy session to be able to process what really life was about. And then you chop, oh my gosh, it was mamash amazing down there. And then you want to go back down, right? So you do things, ilui nishmas, lezecha nishmas, to create that hiskashus. Why? Gan Eden, that's like olam haba. That's where all the iris are. The answer is it's not the iris. It's not what we're interested in, really. We're interested in God himself. And although God created both iris and kalim, but like we said yesterday, where in what side of the equation of iris and kalim is God mostly invested in? It's in kalim. Like we said yesterday with the mashal with the house, right? You could have, in order to have a functional house, you need all different types of rooms. So b'chitzonius, all the rooms are equal. But b'pnimius, the person's ruts and bets and betsim is really shaykh to one of the rooms. So you have Iris and Kalim. Which room is Hashem really, really interested in? Kalim. So after spending some time in Gan Eden, a person realizes like that God's really paying more close attention to olam hazeh. So that's where the tzaddik wants to go.
What does it mean scientifically?
Nachman?
Back to the mashal.
Yeah.
That scientifically adorned and a vase.
Yeah.
They both have molecules.
I'm molecules, atoms, whatever, I don't know, whatever, you know, when you break it, you know. I'm saying this, I'm assuming that this is true, which I think it is, yeah. It's when it boils it down, again, that's, you know, you remember from like ninth grade? Like, it's all, you know, H2O, right? So H2O means that the water is H2O, right? It's two hydrogen molecules and one oxygen molecule, right? That hydrogen and oxygen molecules are found in also chairs. So why is a chair and a water? So it could be because there's other molecules. It's based on the combination. But the material that it's made of is... again, that's the... Okay, whatever. That's the amazing thing of life. We're not just periodic tables, right? Remember the periodic thing? We're not just periodic tables walking around, right? Huh? I'm just, you know, it's a file I haven't opened in a long time. But... yeah, as the kids get older, you have to remember these things. Yeah. But like long division, I don't know. I have no idea. You don't do long division anymore. I have no idea. Yeah. So that's why these revelations of modern science and technology are mamish, like it's part of gula. It's part of that process, you know. It's these deeper truths of reality surfacing. It's a very, very chash of a thing. Again, if it's left on its own, it could become destructive like anything else. But the idea of the world being of human beings being able to like unearth the secret koiches of creation, that's an unbelievable thing. Even the very fact that, you know, again, like you know, even with Einstein, you know, to be able to realize that in an atom there's an incredible amount of energy, to a certain degree, the very that matter itself is made up of that. What matter is just concentrated energy. That's mamish tisrei tyre. That's mamish. That's tisrei tyre. The kalim are made of R, literally. Literally, came made of R. So that's, it was a yid that revealed that. But anyway, that's the idea. So let's just finish up very quickly, a couple lines. So he says, again, until Mashiach comes, until there was a revelation of Chassidus and so on, so then all we see is the concealment. So we only see the external effect, which is this is a physical world. To the point of where there's mamish evil and terrible things in the world. But Mashenkin lasid kishyav Mashiach tzidkenu. But lasid when Mashiach comes, v'or pnimius ritzonis baruch yizgala, and the pnimius of where everything is coming from will be revealed. Os tzara pnimius shalahem, loy hamastir, rak hamagala asher b'toichem yizgala. Then the side of reality, which is a revelation of Hashem, not hiding Hashem, then that's going to be experienced. And then everything in the world, which until now has been experienced as something that's hiding Hashem's presence, will actually be turned into something that Hashem is revealing Himself through. And he says a deep thing over here. We'll just go through it quickly. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about it more. Gama samach mem yisala liyah saru malach kadosh. Even the samach mem, the Yitzhara, will be uplifted to become a holy malach. The side of ra within it will be removed, but its core will be revealed to be holy. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we have more time. We'll break this down tomorrow. But that's the idea. Okay, and Chassidus is the beginning of that revelation. Okay, say it again. Can you bring that tikkun? Yeah, we'll speak about that tomorrow. Yeah, we'll see that.